We'd think on hearing that talk that it was more of a talk for Sangha Day, because it was all about the order, and there was a lot to do with things like spiritual friendship. But you'd be wrong to think that, because what actually happens on Dharma Chakra Pravartana Day, to give it its full name, the turning or the setting in motion of the wheel of the Dharma, what happens isn't that just the Buddha teaches the Dharma, but his teaching is received. In fact, it's a bit more than that, that the Buddha, in a way, reveals himself and he is seen. He reveals himself through the truth, through his teaching, and he is seen. In the deer park at Benares, what happened when the Buddha taught over a number of probably weeks, a certain point happened when Kondanya saw what the Buddha saw. Directly, without anything in between. And at that point, the Buddha joyfully said, Kondanya knows. Kondanya knows. So the Dharma this is why we speak of the Dharma as a transmission. The turning and setting in motion of the wheel of the Dharma is a transmission. The Buddha communicates, it's received, it's taken on, it transforms you. So we've actually had a really fine talk for Dharma Day, because what Guru Vajra was doing was talking about how he's received the Dharma. You know, we started off, you know, long ago with his account of how he first got into contact with the Dharma, and we've gone right through, right up to recent times, and we've seen how he's taken the Dharma on, from Bhante principally, but from others as well, how he's engaged with the Dharma as fully as he possibly can. So it's a really wonderful Dharma Day talk, and I really loved listening to Guru Vajra, because it had, you know, all the elements there. They were very profound, you know, it was all profound in different ways, but there were these very profound sort of mystical, visionary elements, and yet there was also, it was very, very down to earth and practical and untidy as well. He revealed to us the untidiness of the order. I think it's quite important that you all hear talks like that, where you hear how untidy we all are. And I like the way he talked about Buddhist saints. I can't remember exactly the way he put it, but a kind of mixture of the profound and, well, definitely the earthbound. And I think this is very, very important, that the transmission of the Dharma is not a neat and tidy affair, because it's concerned with transformation. It's concerned with the transformation of human nature. So really a very, very fine, a very, very appropriate talk for Dharma Day. As I say, it's all about how one man, how Guru Vajra, is taking on the Dharma, how it's being transmitted to him. And it did feel as though, you know, in his talk, and also knowing, you know, what's happening for him, and with him about to leave, it's as though a certain chapter of his involvement with the Dharma, with the Sangha, with the Three Jewels, is coming to an end, and a new chapter is opening up. A new element in that transmission, the receiving of the Dharma, is happening, and I feel very confident that it's going to be even richer, even more colourful, even more profound, perhaps even more messy than it's been up until now. But the mess, of course, will be, you know, an even better mess, you know, an even more coherent mess, an even more interesting mess. Nothing wrong with messes. Arloka, who is already referred to, has this saying that, you know, what going for refuge to the Three Jewels is about is about being a mess in progress. It's okay to be a mess, providing there's progress, providing the mess is kind of moving on towards enlightenment. So anyway, thank you very much, Guru Vajra. I enjoyed that very much. It was very good to hear from you. And yes, another round of applause.